little time. While you're waiting like a factory line, I'll ride across the park, backseat on the 79. Wasted days you've come to pass.
Hello, this is Maddie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yay, another week, and we are back. Not we, actually, just me today. And yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Welcome to a new week. Happy Monday. Yay. So you just heard M79 by Vampire Weekend. Started with that one because that song really reminds me of fall, and I feel like today or tonight while I was walking over, it is really feeling cold, and it's really feeling like fall is ending, maybe, knock on wood. Like, I don't want to say it, but it's probably true. Winter feels like it's on its way, and that song reminds me of fall, and then I was thinking about why it reminds me of fall, and this is going to be such an, like, not a story that I need to tell you, but I'm going to tell it anyway, because I was, like, really thinking, and I was like, like, what is it about this, and then it really came to me, and it was something I hadn't thought about in a long time, so I'm going to bring it back, but sometimes when I read, I listen to music, And it's not always, and it's sort of like, it depends on the book and it depends on the music. It's kind of this whole thing. But I like it when it works. And when I listen, when I'm in like a, I guess, so I do that. And then the other thing that I do is like when I get into a song, I like really will like listen to it to death sometimes. And so if I'm, it's a very specific situation. I feel like I'm going to explain this so poorly, but like if I'm reading a book and I'm also at that same moment really into like a few songs and I'm listening to them a lot and they're like songs that I can listen to while I read that book, like I will have a strong association between the book and the song for like ever. And so this song, M79, reminds me of reading the book A Separate Piece, which is like such a random book. I read it for school, definitely. I want to say like 8th grade, maybe 7th grade. And it's about like, these two boys in boarding school, and it's like coming of age, prep school, dark academia vibes. And I want to say it's like the 40s or the 50s. And for some reason, like, I don't know if the book takes place in fall even, but for some reason, it just really gives me like autumnal energy. I think because it's like sort of like dark academia, like Dead Poets Society kind of vibes. And so it really, as a book, like gives me fall. And then this song I really associate with the book. And since I think that the book is fall, I think that the song is fall. This is like really so funny. But I just thought about that on the way over, and I was just like thinking about how we associate things together. And it's very interesting. And like, I knew in my head that that song was fall, but I had forgotten the association that I had with the book that was like the link between the two. So that's a ramble. But thought that that would be an interesting thing to share. And I think that a lot of people associate, well, I think a lot of people definitely like associate songs with like events or times in their lives, which I also do. And I think that that's like a really cool thing. So maybe this will make you reflect on some associations that you have. But with all that being said, I think we should get back to the music. No theme. I'm kind of just gonna play a mix of things that I've been listening to lately. And I don't know, some recent things, some things that have been around. But yeah, this is Postcards from Italy by Beirut.
The times we had, oh, when the wind would blow with rain and snow, were not all bad. We put our features where they had to go. Chatter tall, following close.
sink into my skin. But you
That was Hippies by Flip Turn. Just faded it out a little early because it is a long song and I have so many things I want to play as it goes. Before that was Balance by Future Islands, The Moment by Tame Impala, 24 Hours by Sky Ferreira, and Postcards from Italy by Beirut. Yeah, I think most of those songs are on the older side. Sky Ferreira, I love, but she hasn't put out a ton of new music recently, and that song that I played is from a 2013 album called Nighttime, My Time, which I just, like, love that album name and resonate so hard. And then The Moment is from the album Currents, which preceded The Slow Rush, which I feel like Tame Impala got a lot more popular after that one, at least among, like, my age group. And then Balance is, I think, also kind of early 2010s. And yeah, Hippies, same thing, I think, actually. Yeah. Oh, no, that's a 2018 album called Citrona, or EP. I just looked. But I listened to that song a lot in high school. Specifically, it was like I had this playlist that I was listening to earlier today, because sometimes I like to just go back to, like, old playlists that I haven't updated and just, like, see what I was listening to at a time. And I had this playlist that I would listen to when I was throwing pottery for my AP art portfolio. Subtle flex. Just kidding. But that was on that, and listening to that really brought me back to making pots, which I really miss doing. And yeah, I don't know, another tangent. I'm feeling rambly on air today. I feel like this is what happens when I'm alone. So I'm going to play a few more songs, and then we're going to do a PSA, and then a couple more, and we'll be out of here. This song is, a new song. It is called There'd Better Be a Mirror Ball by Arctic Monkeys, from their album that just came out recently called The Car. And I've been listening to the song a lot. It took me, like, a few listens through of the album to get a read on it, but I have decided that I like it. It's definitely different. I don't know if we have any Arctic Monkeys fans on the air, but I love them, even though they're a little cringy sometimes. But recently they put out an album in 2018 called Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, which was, like, a huge departure from all of their other music, which most recently was AM, which is, like, the album that everybody knows with the black and white squiggle. And they, like, got a lot of bad reviews on that album. And then this album, The Car, I think people were sort of, the critics were unsure if this would be back to kind of their original sound, which is very rock heavy, and or if it would be more like their 2018 album, which some people described as like elevator music. And it definitely is more similar to the more recent album, which is interesting, but I think critically this one did better. Honestly, I like them both. Like, it is definitely different than their other stuff, but I don't really have a problem with that. And this song, I think, was like the leading single from the album, so it came out a little bit earlier. And it's a really good song, and it also makes me think of Mirrorball by Taylor Swift, which is always, I like, a fun little connection. So yeah, this is There'd Better Be a Mirrorball.
Don't get emotional, that ain't like you. Yesterday's still leaking through the roof. But that's nothing new. I know I promised this what I wouldn't do, but somehow giving it the old romantic fool seems to better suit the mood. So if you wanna walk me to the car, you ought to know I'll have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a mirror ball? You're getting cynical and that won't rose tint back on the exploded view. Darling, if I were you, and how's that insatiable appetite for the moment when you look them in? And say, baby, it's been nice. So do you wanna walk me to the car? I'm sure to have a heavy heart. So can we please be absolutely sure that there's a
Sunday through the afternoon, we can always find something for us to do. We don't really like what's on the news, but it's on all the time. I take you with me every time I go away, in a hotel using someone else's name. I remember back at Johnny's place, not the same anymore. To know your creases and your ends, are they the same?
Cheap were the
That was Polly by Whitney. Before that was Love of My Life by Harry Styles. And before that was There'd Better Be a Mirrorball by Arctic Monkeys. Yeah, short little section because it's time to read a PSA. But first, I don't have that much to say about those songs. Love of My Life from Harry Styles' most recent album. And that song is just like such... Like, that's, like, such a singing song to me. Something about me is that I'm terrible at singing, but I love to sing. And that is a great song to sing. And then Polly by Whitney. Actually, also a good song to sing. I was just singing in here. Whitney is one of those bands that I forget how much I like until I, like, do a deep listen. And have been doing that and just, like, remembering how good they are. And I really like that song. So this is a ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Who knew, honestly? I'm low-key surprised that no other household object sends more people to the trauma center, like knives. Maybe you don't go to the trauma center for knives. I'm not sure. This is really not something that we need to get into right now. Okay, I'm gonna play another song. This song is called Galaxy Surfing. It is by Jeju Heart, which, to be honest, I know nothing about other than that I like this song by them. So here we go.
And I know he's talking now. Thought that I'd be there.
That was Harbor by Claro, which I love, but it's so sad. But there's usually a strong overlap between those two adjectives. anyway, so Harbor by Claro, which this album also to me is very fall, so I thought I would throw it in. I've been listening to it a lot. And then Cosmic Love by Florence and the Machine, which, similar to Whitney, I feel like I have... For me, it's Florence and the Machine and Adele. Like, I forget about both of them, and then I'll listen, and I'm like, oh my god, these people are so talented. Like, just, the voices are insane. And I've really been liking that song recently. And then Galaxy Surfing, as I mentioned. And once again, this is Maddie. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for joining me tonight. And I'm going to send you off with, this is kind of a funny little aside, but if you normally listen to this show, you know that I'm typically here with my friend Bitsy, and she is not here tonight, but she's going to listen to the archive, and I think that she'll enjoy this. So Suki Waterhouse is, she's an enigma. I always knew her as the person who sings Good Looking, which is, I mean, she has a lot of music, but that's like her, what she's known for, her 5 seconds of fame. And probably about a month or 2 months ago, Bitsy and I watched the movie Love, Rosie, which there's like a character in it, and we were looking at the cast after, and we realized that Suki Waterhouse plays this character. And we both had this moment where we knew that that actress existed, and we knew that Suki Waterhouse, the artist, existed, and we didn't put them together as one person until, like, this moment, and we just were going crazy, like, trying to wrap our brains around this. And then we found out that she is dating Robert Pattinson, which is just crazy on a lot of levels, one of which being that Robert Pattinson also dated FKA Twigs, which, like, that alone breaks my brain, but just... Suki Waterhouse and FKA Twigs being spit sisters is, like, probably my favorite thing in the world. And she just, like, Suki Waterhouse now seems to, like, pop up in my life. Like, I was, like, browsing Boston concerts, and, like, there was Suki Waterhouse. She's coming. And I was walking in Harvard Square, and there was Waterhouse Street. Hey, Suki. And Bitsy was, like, telling me recently that she was listening to her Discover Weekly and Suki Waterhouse was on there, and she sent me this song, and I actually really like it, so I'm not bashing on her, because I do like this song, and I'm going to play it on the radio, and I'm going to send you all off with it. But that's just a fun story, and I think, you know, an interesting word of I don't know what, not word of caution, but like when there's an actor that also sings, I think that they're always separate people in my brain, and then like sometimes they're the same person, and that's kind of funny. So this is Coolest Place in the World.
To a girl like me, told me every blessing has a scarring. Love is held in the cathedral. God exists between people, homie. Humans fuck up more than anyone else, and we shouldn't be scared to want less. You're in love with four people, and you say. Humans fuck up. Humans fuck up. And I'll fuck this up, cause this blessing's a scar. And all